Hi everyone, it's Roger and James here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast with a special episode of the What's on Disney Plus Club. In this video, we are going to be talking all about Star Wars A New Hope. That is the original Star Wars movie, or as I like to call it, Star Wars. And most people would. This whole thing of New Hope still gets me. But nevertheless, so this is going to be our series where we just talk about a classic old movie and... yeah, just kind of, this is the advantage of Disney Plus, a massive library of movies to talk about. So, James, first, your thoughts on A New Hope?
I love it. Obviously, I love it. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I don't remember when I first saw it, honestly. It's just been part of my life for so long. Without it, we wouldn't have the entire Star Wars franchise, for better or worse. It's one of the Star Wars movies that's actually really good, too. It holds up even now. The practical effects hold up really well. Even the CGI stuff that they did years later for the re-release isn't terrible. Jabba accepted. We'll leave him out of it. But like the X-Wing fight with the TIE fighters over the Death Star actually still looks really good. You can tell it's CGI, but the action is so good that you're just kind of like, yeah, whatever, I'll just roll with it.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. It's like that thing of like, obviously it came out just before I was born, so therefore it was on TV. It was just around. I mean, I remember going, I think we went and saw like Return of the Jedi at the cinema. So it's been on television. I think we had it on video. It was just one of those things of it's always been there. It's just a movie that, so I can't tell you when I first watched it, and I probably watched it in multiple bits and all the rest of it, but it's just been there, and it's always that kind of, no matter whenever it's on TV, you can drop in, watch a bit of it, drop out, it doesn't matter. You know the movie from top to bottom. I have seen it 100+ times. It's, recently watched it on Disney Plus again while going through the whole sets before the new Rise of the Skywalker movie comes out. And it still holds up all these years later. Like I said, they added all this extra stuff, which helps kind of, the idea originally was to kind of connect up with the prequels when they released the special editions. Like I say, some of it you don't even notice. There are some things like when the lizard walks by, you're like, okay. But you don't notice, you just get used to it, because if you watch them in the run, it's not so bad. But like the Jabba scene, and I mean, it's nowhere near as bad as the dance scene from Return of the Jedi. But yeah, I think they were a lot better with doing the New Hope special edition than I think the later ones, because they just, obviously it was, he didn't have the budget when he made it, but it would be nice if the original version was available as well, but that's never going to happen.
Yeah, there'll be rumors every couple of years that they'll re-release the original version, but I wouldn't expect them to. And yeah, A New Hope, the special edition or the remaster or whatever you want to call it, it made more sense than Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. Not just the budget, but also they left more on the cutting room floor. There's still stuff on the cutting room floor that's not in the special edition. There's that whole sequence where you meet Wedge for the first time. Sorry, not Wedge, Biggs, for the first time while Luke is still on Tatooine. And they have this whole thing, and Luke's got a nickname. And there's two other characters who you never, ever see again. That's not in any version of the movie, but it is still considered part of canon because it's in, I think, one of the books, the official adaptation book. Whereas Empire Strikes Back, the only deleted scene I can think of is when C-3PO tears off a warning to not let people down a hallway because there's Wampas down the hallway, and then later snowtroopers show up and get eaten by a Wampa. It's a really bad scene. Like, it is awful. There is a reason it's on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
But they didn't have access to those things because Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, they had massive budgets for those. For the time period anyway. So, yeah, I could definitely lose the Jabba scene. Just drop it. It doesn't do anything.
No, it's, and I think as well, I think the nice thing about A New Hope is that it's very much that single story thing. It's got a start, a middle, and an end. It's because they, at the time, they didn't know they were making the other ones, so it was very much like it ends. They all get the medal except for Chewie, and that's the end of it. You know, the story is continuing, but if there was never another Star Wars movie for the rest of your life, that would have finished up the story, and you would have, they blown the Death Star up, and that was the end of it. And it's probably one of the few Star Wars stories that actually had that kind of completionness.
Yeah, and it's interesting because even though it was a complete movie, you could watch it all the way through and have a complete story. There was a pervasive sense throughout the entire movie that it was just a small story in a much larger universe. You know, Obi-Wan showing up and talking about thousands of generations of have been guarding the Old Republic, and you know nothing about Han Solo and Chewie, and can you trust these guys? This guy just shot somebody under the table in cold blood. Well, do we trust him at all? Ignoring the Solo movie, of course. And there's a story there, and there's a lot of story there, and you see all the characters in the cantina, and you only see them for a split second, but you can even tell these are actual characters. They have stories. They have backgrounds. Of course, they didn't exist at the time. They were written later by other writers, but there was just this constant sense that this was a lived-in galaxy. And what's interesting is Disney has kind of lost that a little bit, you know, because in A New Hope, you had this sense that these people just kind of met up. They had their adventure together, and then they went off and had other adventures in other directions on their own. And it was just kind of fate that this person happened to be in the right place. And then now you've got Disney going, well, not only are all these characters connected in the Force, but the Dianaga, the thing that pulls them in the trash patch, well, that actually activated his Force abilities, and Tarkin's having an affair with a stormtrooper. Just like, what the heck is going on? No, they work better when they're not all interconnected, which is what the original trilogy had going for it.
It's just that kind of thing. And there's so much about this one that sets it all up. And, you know, they didn't know when they were making it that all this stuff was all, you know, they were just trying to fill out the universe a bit to make it seem a bit bigger than it was. And yeah, and everyone had just basically took that and expanded it. But that initial movie, it is, I still think of, if you have never seen Star Wars before, or if you're in, and this is the other question of introducing somebody new into the world of Star Wars, start with this one. This is it. This is where you start. This is where you get people in, hook them in on this one, because this is what started it all. This is the reason everyone is a fan. It is a one single story. If everyone watches it once, then kind of get an idea. Now everyone's going, oh, we're going to go, like, see people ask, what order shall I kind of make, you know, make their new partner or someone, like, and I did it with my wife, of like, it's like, if you've never watched all of them and you don't like them, making them sit through nine to 12 movies in a certain order doesn't work. Make them watch this one. This is the one that you make them watch so they understand it. And if they never saw another Star Wars movie, this is all they would need. This is a nice single story that sets up everything without the need for any of the other movies or movies, TV series or anything like that. This one does it on its own, that you don't need anything else to kind of introduce people to Star Wars.
Right. And there is a curse of prequels, not just these three prequels, but just in general. Whenever you make a prequel to a movie or a story, it's almost impossible to make that prequel not dependent on the original, which kind of creates contradictions in reading or viewing order. And that's definitely true here, where there are things in the prequels where you're just like, yeah, if I hadn't seen the originals, this wouldn't be an impactful scene, or this wouldn't be a funny scene, or anything like that.
And like, I think, a nudge, wouldn't we? We know, you know that we know that you know, kind of.
Yeah, thing. Hello there. You know, it's the same thing he says to R2 and Luke when they first show up. And hey, that is R2. And hey, that's C-3PO. But he's naked because it's a joke. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whenever, not just Star Wars, but whenever we're talking about a series that doesn't have a chronological order that follows release order, my instinct is almost always to say, no, go with the release order. A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, Phantom Menace, and then on from there. And don't do any of this fancy stuff where you do A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back up until the I Am Your Father moment, and then do the prequels, and then rejoin Empire. And then it's just, don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. Just do it.
It's like Rogue One. You know, Rogue One now and New Hope are very much like, it's literally, a Rogue One ends and New Hope kind of begins essentially now. And so you could watch the two back to back, but even that I don't think works, because you need the context of the original to make the Rogue One, you know, make sense, because otherwise you're going, well, what are they going on about, what they're doing? And then suddenly you're going to be swung back into, you don't, you know, Rogue One picks up essentially assuming that you know everything that happened in things and it's building towards it. So I still go with the idea of New Hope first, or the hope, you know, and start from there. And yeah, just go with that.
Rogue One definitely builds on things that are revealed in other movies. And you get a more complete view of that movie with knowledge, not just of A New Hope, but actually some of the other ones as well. And while I personally, doing a rewatch, I did Rogue One followed by A New Hope, kind of as a package deal. If I was bringing it to a person who had never seen Star Wars before, I would definitely start with A New Hope. Rogue One can come later in, after they have decided they actually like Star Wars and they want to see some more of the side story.
It's a very interesting movie, and it just kind of, I think it sets up that whole universe, and it's just, it's solid. You just can't go wrong with it. I mean, it's, I think it's easily going to be one of the most popular movies on Disney Plus. It's going to be one that's going to be watched a lot. And like I said, you can just throw it on, but this is what it was all based on. And I don't think you can get away from the fact that it's the original. It is the best. And they got all these other ones afterwards, but that one is the one that just brings it all in, and you can pop it on and you just know it. And it's that kind of movie that I would just put on as, I don't know when they say safe, but it's that you can always put it on no matter what time and you can enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even have to put it on. Honestly, I can just play pictures of it in my head.
It's like, oh, no, yeah. Scene two.
But it is good background noise. You can just pop it in the TV and be like, oh, they're about to do the Death Star attack run. Let me watch that. And then go back to work or whatever. So
yeah. So, but nevertheless, let us know in the comments below what you think of Star Wars: A New Hope. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And remember, you can get these episodes early if you are on Patreon, though they do release to everybody else afterwards as well. And also, we do also pop them up as a bonus episode on our What's on Disney Plus podcast feed as well. But nevertheless, thank you for joining us, and we'll be back with another episode soon. May the Force be with you.
And also with you.